So at the behest of Donald J. Trump, it appears, Mr. Martin starts exploring whether Biden's pardons can essentially be overturned. And this is something they're still looking at. Because you know the whole auto pen thing?
Yes.
I guess they're like, Biden signed the pardons with an auto pen, which means like constitutionally or whatever, they can be overturned.
He's still saying that. But other constitutional lawyers are like, no, it doesn't matter, even if it was signed with the auto pen.
Yeah, it is funny, though, that like...
Because that's not what it says in the Constitution.
One does wonder how much stuff Biden was signing.
Like him personally versus the auto pen?
Like, I wonder if you asked Biden about...
But you know Obama loved the auto pen.
I would love the auto pen, too. I'd like to watch it work. I imagine it's like a clear glass box that you put a piece of paper into, like a shredder or something, and there's a pen there that like is controlled by a robot arm and does the signature.
I feel like it's just a stamp. But I think it's not.
I think it's not. I think it has to literally be signed. It's probably because back in the day, they only had shit like stamp and pen. And so you probably
had
to differentiate.
They had an auto pen, but JFK used auto pen.
What kind of technology did he have?
That's what I'm saying. So what was it?
Yeah. Well, we don't know. The secret died with him. So apparently he used... Apparently,
I've never been on live television before.
He used these to sign all the pardons and they're like, or whether they're saying this, I don't know. He probably signed the pardons himself. I don't fucking know.
I think he probably used the auto pen, but also it might not matter.
Exactly. I bet he signed, however, Hunter Biden's pardon himself, his son. And it's funny because Ed Martin was like sending all these letters to people in Biden's orbits, like addresses. I don't know where I was going with that sentence, which were described in the New York Times as informal but provocative. And it seems that Hunter is the target. Hunter is like the target of much of this. So he was convicted back in June of 2024 on gun charges, had pled guilty in September on tax charges, and was technically facing, I think, 40 years. But Joe pardoned him. He got off. And the pardon date was set for 11 years previous, right before he started at Burisma, and pardoned him for all crime. And this was actually like, I mean, this didn't happen that long ago. It was pretty scandalous.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, the argument was that like Biden or Trump rather will like go after him no matter what. And so they have to pardon for everything. But like in retrospect, I think Hunter was probably doing some bad shit at certain points.
We talked about this. We talked about this during the 2020 election. We talked all about Burisma and all the crazy shit he was getting up to in China too with, oh my God, what was the company called? VHG or something like that?
And then Seneca.
Yes. Know. Rosemont Seneca.
Rosemont Seneca. They come up later in this episode.
Yeah.
So eventually in May, Republican opposition to Ed Martin starts to swell and engorge and grow tumescent. And Trump is like, oh, this is getting too crazy. He withdraws the nomination. Instead makes him the DOJ pardon attorney. I believe he puts Judge Jeanine Pirro of Fox News as the attorney.
That's
for
correct.
DC. And so right now, Ed Martin is the DOJ pardon attorney, but he also heads up the Task Force on Weaponization of the Government at the DOJ, which is notable because on a couple of instances of his sort of strange pardons that Trump has done, he has made, he talks about weaponization of the government all the time, but he's made reference to specifically weaponization of the government in the pardon to CZ, which we'll talk about later. And Ed Martin, I think it should be actually emphasized here that his whole pledge is no MAGA left behind. And I would like you to think
as far as pledges go, it's a pretty good pledge.
It's a pretty good one. I would like you to read a comment that Ed Martin liked on his Substack. Now, his Substack gets a fair amount of comments. He doesn't like that many of them. This one he did. And I feel like it's a good insight into a certain type of Republican mind.
So this is from Tina, January 21st, 2024. There's a reason they focus on women, the, quote, weak link. If not for them and their, quote, emotions, we wouldn't have child indoctrination and mutilation, homosexual marriage, parentheses, their support and screams for tolerance, the acceptance than participation in homosexuality than transgenderism gave us boys slash men in sports. Open and acceptable worship of Satanism slash Wiccan, BLM, and then all, and this is in all caps, and pussy hats. The proof, the last three Luciferian globalist installments to the court that shove their perverted and anti-constitution system down our throats. And if they could bring RBG back from the dead and install her, they would. The public battle may have kicked off with Roe v. Wade, but we lost the battle when they went after men by changing statute of limitations on, quote, rape, end quote, allowing them to hide behind, quote, Jane Doe, and rigging it to ensure as long as a person had a vagina, no evidence is necessary. Only emotional bias that is based on indoctrination because conservative women don't play their vile game of, quote, goddess worship. Alert, this is opinion only, formed from watching Lifetime, aka Manhater, Channel, Oprah, Patricia Schroeder, and Hillary Clinton destroyed the military. The Pink Ribbon Brigade, what small boy wasn't forced to wear them during, quote, pink observance, aka Tata's rule during youth football, supposedly all for some female named Susan. Susan B. Anthony. And feminization, sorry, Susan G. Komen, of course, and feminization of men, teachers, boy, did my grandsons have some sick liberal overlords there, thanks to Red for Ed communists and unions. There's more, but Jonathan Cahn lays it out scripturally mm-hmm. in his teaching and books. Returning to transgenderism takes us back to the beginning, but much worse in this time. That is a rich text.
Yes.
Sorry, the Susan G. Komen thing, like I had like a reaction. I remember that Breast Cancer Awareness Month very vividly from my childhood.
It's also like, it's like, that's what you're mad about? It's my what small boy wasn't forced to wear them during pink observance, aka his Tata's rule during youth football. It's like, this is, I don't know. It's just hard for me to even think, have this many memories in my head. You know, I don't, yeah, I mean, obviously so you can tell by my voice, I didn't play youth football, aka wasn't molested, but I.
See, two can play at this game. Exactly. You should write your version of this post, but from the, like, what's the, like, libtard version?
I think I could actually write MAGA. I think I could write in MAGA style good, but it's hard to do without, like.
You do that on Grok all the time.
I know, but it's hard to do without slipping into, like, satire, which is, like, my most hateful way of writing, I think. Mm.